This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome. Trust me, you'll be very impressed if you stay with this program for the entire hour. The content being broad, brilliant, and bombastic. All at the same time, how do we have that, ladies? DJV program. Doug Steffen, bombastic. Jennifer Horn, bombastic. Victoria Keelan, bombastic. I suppose we could describe you and all of us in different ways, but we will not walk down any dark halls. We will have no scary moments. This is a journey that's made possible by lots of goodwill and help from people in stations all around the country and all around the world, people listening that are intrigued with what we have to say. So let's intrigue them, Jennifer, by trying to sort out this FBI kidnapping. I don't get, what is this? Kidnapping the governor of Virginia? The FBI?
What's the,
No, FBI uncovered the plot. It's the same idiots who wanted to take Governor Whitmer.
Right.
It's from Michigan. Oh. Same.
The
same
FBI didn't want to kidnap him. See,
no.
there's always a different interpretation.
Where'd you get that from?
Somebody in looking at something like this quickly, they could say, oh, the FBI is going to kidnap the governor of Virginia? How about that?
So at the end of last week.
No, it's not. We're talking about Gretchen Whitmer. Whitmer was the one that... group of five were trying to kidnap, and that seemed to have started an overview of what these people were planning here, there, and everywhere, right?
Yeah, and a lot of this is being reported as these people being like far-right Trump supporters. These are anarchists who have spoken out against President Trump, and apparently more of their plot was revealed. So these are people, I think there were a total of, 15? There was six men that were arrested and charged with plotting to kidnap the governor, and then there were seven other men that were facing state terrorism charges. They actually had someone who was undercover in their group meetings where these people, not probably the brightest, had some pretty lofty ideas, but also got caught on tape talking about them. So not only did the plot include Whitmer, we now know, but they also apparently were going to go after Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, and they were also going to go after some FBI agents as part of this larger plot, apparently. At least that's what the allegations are. But they had plans for Northam and the FBI. What exactly they were going to do with these people, we just don't know. One of the thoughts and one of the reveals was that they were going to make Whitmer stand trial, and I put air quotes around that, for her shutdown orders. So, I don't know. I mean, this...
Where do these crazy people come from? Seriously. What kind of families? Where do they come from?
I don't know.
What makes somebody this crazy?
I don't know. And, you know, it's really...
Water,
it's,
food, upbringing.
It's strange because if... Okay, so I get... Okay, I guess I can... I always try to, like, empathize and, like, try to figure out what people are thinking. But it would be different if these people were not already getting questioned, because I think a lot of it had to do with their extreme lockdown stuff. So that's what he wanted. I guess these people wanted Whitmer and Northam and whatever to stand trial for. But there was already something going on in the Supreme Court of the state, not our Supreme Court of the country, but of the state Supreme Court, about Whitmer and the aggressive shutdown orders. And actually, they ruled against her because they said what she was doing was unconstitutional. So I guess I feel like if you're going to be a vigilante, maybe be a vigilante when it wasn't already working its way through the system. To me, it's just, I don't know. These are anarchists who want to cause trouble and chaos, and I guess that's what they did.
All right. So what should we think what do you think the average person thinks about this? When they hear this story,
but these people
you talk
are crazy.
To your friends. Is that it? That's all? They're crazy.
What else could there be?
I think we need to dig into and try to understand why it is.
I mean, like,
what can we do?
You know, when you look at them, I don't know. What can we do? I don't know the answer to that. If you've got homegrown terrorism, if you want to call it that, or domestic terrorism, I consider that to me, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. How do you stop domestic terrorism? I do not know the answer to that.
Or terrorism of any kind. I mean,
what creates the anger, though, in people? Why are these people so angry? What is going on?
I think they've been angry for a long time. I don't think this is new.
For me, in this case, I think this shows how people do not trust government. And, yes, these people are crazy. But I think it shows greatly that they are feeling like they need to take matters into their own hands because the government is not serving them anymore. And that's really dangerous.
I'd be interested to know how many of them are on government-assisted programs. Because there's always a hypocrisy. These people are not living off the grid. You know, they're one of the houses, one of them that came up on social media the other day, and they live in a hovel, you know, with giant Confederate flags hanging off the back of a pickup truck. You know, I don't know. I'd be really interested. If they hate government so much, I'd love to know exactly what government sustenance they have from, you know, whatever programs it is, whether it's, you know, Medicaid, disability, food stamps, I don't know. They at least from the one house, from the one person that was outed, it does not look like they're thriving economically. Let's put it that way.
No, they live in a garage or next door in the next door neighbor's garage or something like that. It just, I don't get it. There's so much to be thankful for, so much good, and yet there's the evil that comes from people. Maybe it's because we have too much. Maybe that's it, or unbridled something or other. All right, so there are three main threads usually to the controversial things that we talk about. That has to do with something all on its own, but we certainly have the election in front of us. We certainly have COVID in front of us, and we're still on the Black Lives Matter or ancillary things. I thought that looking across the country, voters being met, we were talking about this yesterday, now we have some stats to back it up, the polling lines and the technical problems. Why in the, and now see, this would be something that I'd be angry about. Why in the name of God do we have with these people in most communities, they have a full-time person in the clerk's office that watches the election stuff. And so why is it not until the day of election or election season that there are technical problems? And that, what are these people doing? Why are they testing this stuff?
Part of what I've been screaming out about here for the last 4 months and going, I can't believe we're doing this right now, is that many states have changed their system for voting because of COVID. So a lot of stuff that was tested to work has been thrown out the window.
Yeah, but most states who have changed it up, like I'm in New Jersey, there are no electronic voting booths anymore. So the electronics actually have been removed from the equation here, and I don't think that any other state has added new electronics.
California did. I know that.
What did you guys add?
I don't think
Georgia did.
So one
of existing problems that are just kicked back up again.
In California, we started voting off of these like iPad-like machines, and that in conjunction with trying to roll those out, and that was anticipated, but trying to roll it out during the pandemic has proven to be kind of a mess. So each state has got its own set of problems, and each state has also, in some way or another, changed things because of COVID, and that's it's a mess. I mean, that's exactly what, that's why I'm so against changing the system
election?
Because of COVID.
Yeah.
Right. What is going to happen to the election? What if?
More than 10 million people have already voted, which I find obscene because we aren't, what are we, still 3 weeks away? How many? We are 3 weeks from the election,
20
right?
days, 21 20 days.
Days. Okay, yeah. So what could happen? There are a lot of things that might happen between now and then that would change somebody's mind. Maybe
no,
you can say most
no
people.
No. How do you know anybody?
You don't know what's going to happen.
Because I have a lot of friends who've already early voted in other states, and there's no way. If you're early voting, that's the same thing. If you're in the military or if you're overseas and you've already cast your absentee ballot, you're not going to change your mind, or else you wouldn't be voting. That's the least of our problems.
What's the purpose of having a day for voting instead of spreading out? What do other countries do the same thing?
These are extreme circumstances because of COVID. That's why all of this is happening now. This
so you
is
can thank the goddamn Chinese
government. And also you can use that as an excuse. I mean, it's safe for people to go vote. If people go to the grocery store, they can go to vote. So I don't know. I feel like we're using that as an excuse to mess things up, and we don't need the mess in a year like this.
That's for sure. All right, 16 after the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. As you know, Mike Lindell has a passion to help everybody get the best rest they can, you can, he can, she can. And he didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike has created the new Giza Dream bed sheets. They look great. I had a great night's sleep on them. I hope you ladies did as well. They feel great, which means an even better night's rest for all the people that are using it. And if you have a crucial, busy schedule like all of us do, you need to get the best rest as you can, when you can, and this is the way to do it. As a matter of fact, Mike went to find the best cotton called Giza in Egypt. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. It's ultra-soft cotton and breathable, very durable, too. I have, I think, 3 or 4 sets of these sheets now. First night you go to bed and you close your eyes on Giza sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's making a special offer right now for DJV listeners. You get 2 for 1. Imagine that, a full set of sheets, no matter what size bed you have. Small, medium, large, kind of like the Bayer story. Yep, 2 for the price of 1. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you use the promo code DJV, or you can call in your order at 800-716-5989. Use the promo code DJV. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV, for 2 sets of sheets for the price of 1. Or you can call in the order, 800, if that's easier, 800-716-5989. Make sure you use that promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only 1 Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created the Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
DJV Download, conversations about sexy Halloween costumes, China items that were booed at an auction this past weekend, how to kill fog on glasses. Actually, somebody sent me a note on that. If you put shaving cream on eyeglasses, there will be no fog as well.
You know, I've heard about that on bathroom mirrors.
You also can't see anything.
Yeah. No, but well, I mean, you're supposed to put it on and then take it off.
I get it, but you also still are looking like a huge film. Right. The film.
DJV Download at DJVShow.com. Saturday night.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This. They're Korean. They sound pretty American.
Well, this is their first song in English.
Really?
Yeah. All their other songs are in Korean.
Do they understand English or are they just mouthing the words?
Like the guy who's like the leader, he's fluent in English. There's seven of them. A few of them speak a few phrases, but the one guy, RM, does all their interviews because he's fluent.
Okay. RM, that's the name of the singer and the lead of the band. It's a boy band called BTS from South Korea. The Chinese are not happy with these boys. The leader so why would they be upset about this? Thanking Korean War veterans for their sacrifices?
So what happened is this, I'll make this short. So there's a New York nonprofit that basically works towards U.S. and Korean, you know, a relationship.
Good relationship.
They gave a virtual award to BTS for helping further along those causes of U.S.-Korean relations. In a recorded acceptance, RM, who is, the one guy who's fluent from BTS, he said, quote, "We will always remember the history of pain that our two nations share together and the sacrifices of countless men and women. After 70 years, the world we're living in is much closer than before. Boundaries in many aspects are getting more blurred. As members of the global community, we should build a deeper understanding and solidarity to be happier together." That's all he said. He didn't mention China, didn't say anything.
You don't think the Chinese are at war with everybody after you come across stuff like this?
Right. But what happened is, apparently, China and all of their trolls that they employ and force to, you know, work on their behalf, essentially, they exploded over this because they felt that they should have acknowledged all the 180,000 Chinese soldiers who died. Well, if we're talking here about like the Vietnam War or, you know, World War II, are we going to thank the Germans for their sacrifice too, the Nazis? I mean, that's essentially what China is expecting. That's what they were expecting.
Right, why are we expecting anything different from them?
Well, these boys are in a boy band. This is like, NSYNC does not do diplomatic work for anyone. They never did, and they shouldn't have. So the fact that these poor kids, these guys are like, you know, teenagers to early 20s, and now they're put in this horrible position. They're getting death threats. They're getting all kinds of...
Well, the Chinese media, which is controlled by the government, is whipping up all the anger aimed at them.
Absolutely. But then on top of that, and this is from a tech point of view, This is I would never buy another Samsung product. Samsung, if you see the new TV commercials for the new Galaxy phone, it's dynamite. This song is playing because they have a deal with BTS, Samsung and BTS. Samsung has now pulled all of those ads, and they're completely siding with the Chinese government on this one, and they're ditching their relationship with BTS. Fila, remember, you know, like everyone in the 80s wore Fila? Which I always thought was an Italian company, but Fila has been sponsoring these boys since, like, for 2 years. They also pulled their sponsorship. So you can see who's siding with the Chinese government and who
China,
isn't.
It's not surprising.
So let's
China's
check off these boxes here.
They've infiltrated Hollywood. They want certain narratives so that they look better to the rest of the world. This is what they do.
Yeah.
Well, those are two brands that I will never, ever buy again.
Bully tactics.
Yep. Make note of that, folks. Those two brands. Meanwhile, next up musically on the DJV show with Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug, Shawn Mendes has a documentary coming to Netflix called In Wonder. It'll be out on the 23rd of next month. The film premieres not long before Mendes drops his fourth studio album. That's called Wonder. That comes out in early December. In Wonder follows Mendes' rise to stardom, set to feature footage from his self-titled world tour last year. Following a special event selection at the Toronto Film Festival, Mendes announced in an annual TIFF award that he's going to get in partnership with the Shawn Mendes Foundation. What is the TIFF award? I guess I'm...
That's the Toronto Film Festival, the International Film Festival.
Oh.
So TIFF and Shawn's foundation together are giving an award to a young filmmaker for excellence in creating a film that focuses on world issues.
Okay. So he's sort of broadening, it sounds like, his exposure.
Right.
And getting involved in some more things other than just music. Earlier this month, he released a title track from this In Wonder album as the first single. Is that what we're listening to here? It's called Wonder? Yeah. Okay. All right, so I guess we got the story on Shawn Mendes updated. This is an update on the world here with the DJV program at 28 and a half after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. One, find a quiet place if you can. Two, sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. Three, close your eyes, so you minimize distractions. Four, sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. Five, focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senators will continue grilling Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett on Wednesday. Coney Barrett remained tight-lipped on her views during a second day of the confirmation hearings as Senate Democrats interrogated her.
I can't really speak to what the president has said on Twitter. He hasn't said any of that to me. And what I can tell you, as I have told your colleagues earlier today, is that no one has elicited from me any commitment in a case.
President Trump set to deliver remarks from the Rose Garden on Wednesday. The president then heads to Des Moines, Iowa for a Make America Great Again rally. While campaigning on Tuesday, the president says he will always put America first.
This election is a simple choice. If Biden wins, China wins, all these other countries win, we get ripped off by everybody.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo's book on COVID-19 lessons that can be learned came out on Tuesday. The book speaks of hard lessons that he learned and his leadership during COVID-19. Coronavirus cases in New York are continuing to rise, and the governor has threatened another lockdown if things don't get under control soon. In New York, over 33,000 people have died from COVID-19. Joe Borelli is a New York City councilman.
We saw more deaths than the entire country of France. I mean, an entire largely populated European country. New York State still had more deaths. And the part that's so insulting is that as people were still dying, as people were still getting sick, as the uncertainty continued and businesses were closing, this was a guy who used that moment not only to take, you know, contemporaneous notes for a future book, but he was actually glad-handing publishers, shopping for agents, writing this book, and doing the work.
Borelli speaking there on Fox News. That audio, courtesy of Fox News. Over 10 million Americans have already cast their votes in the 2020 presidential election. That's according to data from 38 states that make it public. Around the same time ahead of the 2016 election, less than 2 million people had voted. That's according to Michael McDonald, University of Florida professor and head of U.S. Election Project, who's been keeping the tally. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At the hour on the Wednesday DJV program, we're already sort of in the middle of the work week. It's the 14th of October, 2020. The spoken word format, ladies, is the most popular format on the radio. And in fact, the research that's come out this week indicates that it's more popular than ever. And when I say the format, obviously we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on, but the podcast side of it, the on-air radio side of it, and the various other, I guess there are machinations all over the place, right? But isn't it mostly considered, is the podcast is the number two thing that I see here behind the radio itself. And more people are listening to the radio more and more hours and through more of the day, which I find interesting. And that's been caused not only by all the activity and the crazy stuff going on in the world, but by the fact that people's lives have changed because they don't have to commute. So they're paying more attention later in the day. Does that make sense?
People are sleeping in.
Yeah they can.
Schedules have shifted.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Pretty amazing stuff.
I have friends who used to commute and would listen to, you know, what, local radio or podcasts or whatever, and Now they don't even start listening to anything until 10 a.m.
Yeah. All right, here we are.
It seems to be the average.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right, some sad news to bring to you if you have seen Two and a Half Men over the years or any number of other shows, Victoria. It's Conchita Farrell. That's the way her name is pronounced, I believe, right?
Yes, I believe so. She played the housekeeper, Berta, on Two and a Half Men. She was arguably the best and funniest part of that show, and she has passed away at the age of 77. We were all talking about this behind the scenes. I had no idea that she was that old.
No, not that
77
is that old. I felt like she was
older.
Isn't that funny? I think the reason I felt that she was older is not because of her looks. It was because I've seen her on TV for such a long time, because not only was she on Two and a Half Men, but she was a character actress.
She's been around. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, her face was very, very recognizable, and kind of that deadpan look that she would give people.
She
did a lot of physical comedy.
Remember?
Which I love. Yeah.
She was great in Mystic Pizza. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, the reason why I thought she was old is just because I've been seeing
her. She's been around for
my whole life. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, she had an Emmy back in 2005 and 2007 for Two and a Half Men. She had been in that show for, what, 13 years? How long was that show on the air?
2003 to 2015.
That, really?
So 12 years.
I might say too long.
Too long. Because when they replaced Charlie Sheen with Ashton Kutcher, it had a little bit of charm for a minute, but I don't think it lasted that long. I don't think it
worked. So was the reason the show was popular because it didn't have any charm? It was just
No,
I mean,
chemistry on a look.
Yeah, I don't think Ashton could fill the shoes of... I do, too. I just don't think he was enough to fill the shoes of Charlie Sheen's character.
Well, and also it was like they made him a weird millionaire, sort of, where Charlie Sheen had the brother dynamic with John Cryer, and then they had the kid, and everybody was related.
What's happened to Cryer, or, for that matter, Charlie Sheen, whatever either of those two been in?
I haven't seen either of them in a while.
I don't know.
Mm-mm. No. Well,
the kid
a lot
got
of
weird.
Too.
Remember the kid from Two and a Half Men sort of changed.
Yeah. Well, he was making so much money. You know, a lot of kid actors go down that path, man.
But no, it was like a weird path of, I don't know. But he actually...
Didn't he go to Scientology?
Near me. Yeah, he lives near me.
Yeah. Really? With all that money? He lives in your neighborhood?
He did some weird... Like he was possessed or something. I don't know. It was a weird...
It was like a Halloween
movie.
It was
very strange.
he went off against
Chuck Lorre. And he just, I'm not sure what happened with the kid, but it was, the whole show just fell apart.
Mm. All right, so we have a new film, or I don't know, this is a remake. I guess it is. Nicole Kidman's film, The Others, is getting remade.
That's a creepy movie.
Yeah.
We just watched this again last night because I've seen it a few times, but Lewis had never seen it, and I love this movie. I think she was great in it.
Why do you love it?
There's a big twist at the end.
It's a huge twist, yeah. It's not a scary movie. It's just suspense. There's nothing ghoulish about it.
So would I enjoy it? I didn't see it.
I don't know if you like suspense. It's a really good movie.
I like suspense as long as it's not gory.
There's nothing in there there's nothing gory at all. It's a slow build.
It's a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. It's a mystery, but it's a slow build. But once you realize what's actually happening, and I don't want to spoil anything, but it is, I would say it's probably the most unique version of a ghost story that I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, this is probably your time to be talking about it.
Right.
It brought in $200 million 20 years ago. So what's that worth in terms of today, COVID aside? Is that $500 million bucks 20 years on? Is that why they're going back to... Is this a remake, or is this the next chapter in the life of this character? That would be... Is she in it? Is she...
We don't know if Nicole Kidman's in it. I don't know. As of right now, they're just labeling it as a remake, so I'm assuming they're going to make it... With everything that gets remade, they're never as good as the original, and I'm assuming they're going to remake it and make it really, like, ghoulish and, you know, and who knows. They're probably going to ruin it. But it's a brilliant film. It's a brilliant film. It's done almost in a Hitchcock kind of style, so I'm sure they're going to, you know, add a lot of special effects and CGI and all kinds of stuff that's just going to make it crappy. But watch the original, because it's really good.
All right. Here we have film review. Well, it'll be interesting to see what our film reviewer Chuck Curry has to say about that as we talk to him later on in the day. Meanwhile, here's some good news for my daughter and other women who've had babies later in life. How about this, ladies? Still a chance for the two of you. The older you are, the healthier you'll be, it seems like. You have children. at an older age, it may imply a woman has a better chance of living a longer life, which would be good because it would be nice to see your children grow up and, you know, become adults and live in the world. I think that's one of the most refreshing things about my life is having those two children around who are not really, you know, they're not children, they're my children, but yet they are adults and we have conversations like adults. It's kind of cool. Some people.
So much of it is, I think, mind over matter, right? I mean, how many people say that if your mind, if your mind is in fighting a disease or in living, if you're staying engaged, that is going to provide for a healthier life. It's people who give up and who say, oh, I don't really have anything to live for. So that makes sense. I mean, it makes sense to me. If you have younger kids, you want to stay around as long as possible to see them and to be with them.
Researchers, Janet Jackson, because she was 50 when her kid was born.
Yeah. There's a confirmation. The findings of a previous small study which found that a woman's age upon the birth of her final child had a positive association with better health and longevity for the mother. So there you go. Women.
Well, the other thing that's interesting about this, it also shows that if you have one kid or two kids, or no kids at all, you're going to live longer. Because they found that the DNA markings of women who had five or more kids lived shorter lives. Which makes sense because, hello, you have five
Rips
children.
Rips up your body. Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, and you have five children and the stress that goes along with five kids. So it makes sense.
Right. So I was almost about to say something, but I bit my tongue, Jennifer, about the Catholic Church and their pronouncements on birth.
Not just the Catholics. Go to lots of religious groups who want you to have, you know, what's that show, 19 and Counting, or whatever that stupid show is.
Exactly. All right. Maybe, speaking of stupid, you'll think this is somewhat stupid, but it reminds me of a conversation we had not that long ago about somebody asking somebody to marry them in a Target store. Do I remember that? Is that in the back crevices of my mind? Do you remember that? Somebody,
I don't know, but that would have been a perfect
place
for me, because I love Target.
Here's the story.
You want to be proposed to at Target?
I can handle it.
Yeah. All right, well, here's a Nevada woman who marched into the Target store in her neighborhood. Apparently her fiancé works there. It's in Henderson, Nevada. And she demanded on the spot that he marry her right then and there.
Wow.
There's a viral video taken by one of the shoppers who saw the impatient bride who was dressed when she came into the store in a wedding gown, had a bridesmaid with her, and a pastor with her. She ambushed her boyfriend as he stocked Halloween costumes on the shelves of the Target store. Bride said to her fiancé, "Time for you to do it or get out. Put this ring on my finger. Here, look at this. 2 years ago, let's do something." She then turned to the entourage and announced, "I brought the pastor. I brought Emily. She's my bridesmaid. We're getting married right now or I'm leaving. I'm out." So all of this sound like it's too bad there weren't some television cameras around.
Well, this is all on video, which it's hilarious.
Did you see it?
I mean, it's hilarious.
I'm just making him commit.
That's what she says to the people who are watching, like, who is this crazy weirdo in a wedding gown in Target? And then she's like, "Hi guys, I'm finally making him commit." That's what she said to the people filming and who were watching. We don't know though if they actually did get married because the fiance asks her if they can talk outside.
Yeah,
because he's literally stocking the Halloween costumes on the shelves,
right.
We don't know. And then, but he's caught on camera saying, "Couldn't someone have told me about this?"
Like, I mean, that is really bad. What a nutcake!
Total nut.
So you want to marry somebody like that? How about that?
No, I don't. Someone who forces me at Target while I'm stocking the shelves at my job.
And we're gonna get married. How about we lose some weight? Before we get married, let's go to Calitrin.
I bet he lost about 150 pounds.
Yeah, right then and there. Trip to the bathroom, please. All right. 90 days is the optimum starting time for getting on the Calitrin program, losing the weight. I say 6 months is much better. And because of the deal that they have at the website, toploss.com, you buy 3 months' supply, but you actually get six if that's what you want. And there's an easy pay plan, no drugs, no stimulants. Remember that. No recurring purchase You buy it one time and that's it. There's no hidden fee here. That's why I proudly support and tell you every day about the way for healthy weight loss. It's Calitrin. No questions about it. Healthy, you'll feel good. Jennifer likes to take them because it makes her, the four caps at night makes her sleep well. You know, the idea is that you understand that all of these things have the benefits are far beyond what's on the label, shall we say. And so if you don't want to suffer the consequences, because we still have COVID to be concerned about, and it doesn't like people who are really overweight, not taking care of themselves. So go to TopLoss.com. Do yourself a favor. TopLoss.com is the website for Calitrin. Let's march right over there and order a three-month supply. Order a six-month supply. It still costs you the same thing. Why would you not order 6 months if it only costs you the same as 3 months? Why would you? Don't order 3 months. Order 6 months. And they have extended payment plans. Everybody in the family can benefit. So if you want to look better and feel better and be better, this will work for you. TopLoss.com is the website. At checkout, use the code DJV. No shipping charges and access to other deals or other clinically proven products that they have from Calitrin at TopLoss.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
All right, for those of you who love dinosaurs and who doesn't, a near-complete specimen of Tyrannosaurus rex named Stan has sold for $31 million. 67-million-year-old fossil went to an anonymous bidder at the sale at Christie's in New York. The guide for the price was $6 to $8 million. $31 million. His hammer price smashes the $8.5 million paid for T-Rex, the T-Rex known as Sue. So now there's a T-Rex named Stan who's worth $31 million.
The rumor on this is that this was purchased by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Really?
Apparently, yeah, that's like the Hollywood rumor mill on this one. Apparently,
he's got 31 mil to throw at a T-Rex.
Oh God, yeah, sure. I know a lot of like people in the in the academic community are hoping that this doesn't go to a private collector like an eccentric person like a Leo who would just put it in his living room. But they're hoping that it ends up in a museum. But that is the rumors that he bought.
One of the finest T-Rex specimens in existence. There you go. It's 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being.
Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's 53 past the hour now. We have not had to reinvent the Tech Talk moments because they are very good. Victoria Keelan here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, starting with Apple's iPhone 12 and what we does the world need another Apple iPhone, I guess is the question among some of us who have an iPhone 8. Why do we need a 12? Why do we need
well,
a 10?
Well, you're overdue. If you're on an 8, then you're overdue for an upgrade.
Wow. What is it going to give me that I haven't got now? Phone rings?
A lot, a ton, yeah. I mean, not, you know, stuff that maybe you wouldn't use, but there are a ton of new things.
Okay.
So Apple had its annual event, which was delayed, obviously, because of COVID, and we have finally gotten a look, at the first iPhone 12. There were actually four new models. That surprised people. There were four new models of iPhone 12 on display at this new event, which was all virtual, and all four of these new models support 5G wireless networks. That's the big improvement. Apple also unveiled the HomePod Mini. It's a smaller, more affordable version of the HomePod smart speaker. It's kind of their competition with Alexa, you know, those Echo speakers and things like that. The iPhone 12 has a new design with flat edges that makes it actually look like an iPhone 4 or an iPhone 5. To me, that's the
doesn't
worst
bend
thing
in
about
the middle.
It. No. To me, that's the worst thing about it, because I never liked the design of the 4 and 5, and the new 12 looks exactly like that, but it is larger. So the standard iPhone, the new iPhone 12, is 6.1 inches, so it's definitely a lot bigger. It has two rear cameras. Both of them are going to support night mode. The also added to the iPhone 12's lineup is a screen called the Ceramic Shield. It's a glass cover that Apple says makes it a lot more durable than other iPhones. You can pre-order the iPhone 12 on October 16th. They also dropped the price. It starts at $799 as opposed to the 1,000 plus other models for 10 and 11. It will be released on October 23rd. The smaller iPhone is called the iPhone 12 Mini, which is a new name that they've now brought into the iPhone range. That's a 5.4-inch screen, and it has all the same specs as the full-size 12. So if you don't want a big phone, you want something small but powerful, this is kind of cool that they did it this way. It's all the same specs. It's also $100 cheaper. That starts at $699. That will be released on November 13th. Then Apple kicked it up a notch. They launched a 6.1-inch iPhone 12 Pro. That costs $999. That's got more bells and whistles, more cameras, a lot more features, and it's faster. That is available for pre-order on October 16th. That gets an October 23rd release date as well. And then rounding out the new iPhone range is the new Max iPhone, the 12 Pro Max. That's a 6.7-inch screen. That is that's larger than the current iPhone 11 Pro Max, which is what I have. And so the iPhone 12 Pro Max has three back cameras. It has an optical zoom that's really impressive, a LiDAR sensor that improves augmented reality apps. It has a faster autofocus, and it has a stainless steel outer band, which actually allows the signal to run around the entire part of the entire perimeter of the phone. So technically, you should get a better signal with this new iPhone as well. Now, the 12 Pro Max, that's back up in the 1,000 range. That will cost $1,100. That will launch on the 13th of November. The new HomePod Mini is smaller than the original, but it's only $99, so that's they've dropped the price on that, so that's a big bargain. And Apple, the one thing that they did do, they removed the wall charger from the iPhone 12 box, and there are no more wired earbuds. They're not included. They are moving completely away from anything wired, so you will need some sort of Bluetooth earbuds, whether it's the Apple AirPods that you want to pair with it, or if you want to just use some other type of wireless earbuds, but that's what you will need to buy the earbuds.
The $64 question is, where is this phone made?
Well, some of it's made here, some of it's made around the world, Korea, China. It just depends on what parts of it, and there are millions of parts to it. So some of the chipsets.
Didn't the old ones basically all get built in China?
Some are built. Not all of it. No, not all of it. There are components of it that are. Parts of it are made in Israel. Parts are made in South Korea.
I think, yeah, the Israelis are now coming on big when it comes to this sort of thing, big time.
But there are certain alloys, and I've said this before, that this is not anything new. This
China.
Has been decades in the making. There are certain alloys that just don't exist anywhere else outside of China. Yeah. There are alloys that are mined in China. So unless we, either buy a mine or figure out how to make things without those alloys, it's not going to be easy to completely break up with China.
And we're not going to buy Samsung anymore. Either, so this is a great opportunity for somebody to make a fully made-in-America phone, it seems to me. All right, let's check in on Starman, shall we?
The Geek Out.
Seems as good a time as any to update you on Starman. What? You don't remember Starman? Well, quickly, that's the mannequin inside a spacesuit sitting in the driver's seat of a Tesla Roadster that Elon Musk launched into space back in 2018 as part of the debut launch of SpaceX's Falcon Heavy rocket. Come on, you remember the image of the convertible two-seater with an astronaut behind the wheel floating through.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.